Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Deport from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Hahn, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life, in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9500. 40. Please press the number 1 to talk. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions and listen to this show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, a matter of law or an insult to all victims of sexual assault. Howard University students asked Dean of Students Felicia Rashad to be dismissed after tweeting, "Finally, a terrible wrong is being right. A miscarriage of justice is corrected upon Bill Cosby's release from prison." You don't know what Howard University, that's one of the, that's like the Harvard for black folks. From Deadline. Well, Felicia Rashad, right, who is a dean at Harvard, right, she received a lot of fallout. And her statement of support of the Supreme Court's decision to find the conviction of Bill Cosby, a miscarriage of justice, which led to his release from prison, as I'm assuming everybody knows. So a lot of people expressed their displeasure regarding her statement about this, a miscarriage of justice has been, corrected, which we're going to talk about that. Because are they really concerned with law or not? Or are they only concerned with convicting Bill Cosby? And Cosby was released from State Correctional Institution at Phoenix. He served about 2 years and a little bit of his 10-year sentence for sexually assaulting Andrea Constant in 2004, right? The Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned his 2018 sexual assault conviction, right? The Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned his 2018 sexual assault conviction, finding fault with the way the prosecutors pursued the case against him after earlier declining to file charges. State Supreme Court said Cosby cannot be retried on the same charges. Okay, so that's a short way of saying that the miscarriage of justice was that state made a promise, broke the promise, and prosecuted this man on, used his testimony against him to prosecute him this time. Right? Cosby has maintained that he was innocent of the charges till his death. Anyway, there was a lot of reactions from the people in show business. If you don't know, Felicia Rashad, she played Bill Cosby's wife in the Cosby Show, about the black family. I think both parents were like doctors or something like that. Doing pretty well for themselves. So she wrote, "Finally, a terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected." And they chewed her up about what the Supreme Court had already said. Right? She received a lot of backlash on social media, which, I mean, people have a right to say, express their feelings, right? First Amendment. And she responded back, saying how, she supports survivors of sexual assault coming forward. And her post was not intended to be insensitive to victims of sexual assault, right? And, she said she wished for, people to be healed, who have been through this year, so. She's apologizing for if what she said offended anybody. Amber Tamblyn, who has been public about being sexually assaulted herself, wrote, "I'm furious to hear this news. I personally know women who this man drugged and raped while unconscious. Shame on the court and this decision. Okay. Now, likewise, somebody else, John Carroll, a columnist, accused Donald Trump of raping her. Said this is why women don't come forward. That's why they ain't saying nothing. They ain't coming out saying nothing. Comedian Eddie Griffin posted, Bill Cosby is free. Thoughts? Boy, they got a lot of feelings here. Rosie O'Donnell wrote, I guess 70 women weren't enough. F-U-C-K-U Bill. And the lawyer, Gloria Allred, who represents a number of Cosby's accusers, issued a statement. And she said the Supreme Court's overturn of the conviction must be devastating for Bill Cosby's accusers. She expressed her heart, especially goes out to those who bravely testified in both of his criminal cases. She represented, you know, a lot of the accusers who testified. Despite Pennsylvania Supreme Court decisions, she said this was an important fight for justice, and even though the court overturned the conviction on technical grounds, it did not vindicate Bill Cosby's conduct and should not be interpreted as a statement or a finding that he did not engage in the acts which he has been accused. That's kind of a contradiction. He's accused of doing something and they're saying it shouldn't be interpreted that he didn't engage in the acts. So it's not why the court was even hearing it. It was hearing it because of a legal procedure, right? Whether or not there was a miscarriage of justice during the trial of Bill Cosby. So they weren't weighing in on anything about the guilt or innocence of Bill Cosby. What they were weighing in on was, did the DA obey the law, follow the law? Did he do what was right? Right? So, it is a statement that Cosby was wrongfully convicted for sexual assault. And as of now, he's not legally been found guilty of even one sexual assault. Because before now, he was found guilty of one sexual assault. But the Supreme Court had said, hey, you guys should not have done that. That was unethical. Right? Because there had already been agreement not to prosecute Bill Cosby if he testified. Not if he said he did it or not if he testified during a civil hearing. So, Anna Hill, chair of Hollywood Commission, she wrote a whole lot. Talked about the failures of our criminal justice systems to make make accountability for sexual assault impossible. Well, I don't know about that because there's a lot of people in jail for sexual assault. So that's a generation. She said the Supreme Court and court's ruling left open the question of whether evidence provided by five women to show a pattern of abuse was admissible. I don't know if y'all know about the cases, but they said that there was a statute of limitations, I think, with these other women. So, I mean, how's it evidence if it hasn't been proven in a court of law? You know, so, you know. I mean, you can convict him on something that you haven't proven. And no matter how profound the evidence is or the statements are, you got to prove that, or else a whole lot of people would be, some people do go to jail on the word of, suffer under just the word of some people, you know. That does happen. Not right, but it happens. Systems that ensure accountability for powerful abusers, protect workers, and prevent agreements that shield abusers are urgently needed in entertainment and other industries.
So she said the DA shouldn't have made a deal with him not to prosecute. But, you know, if outside of that, he could have evoked his Fifth Amendment right not to say anything under the grounds that it may be used against him. So we get on with the a lot of stuff. I mean, there's a lot of people just on here just chewing on Bill Cosby up. The Time's Up Foundation CEO, President Tina Tetchin, weighed in saying, let's be clear. Even Pennsylvania Supreme Court decision did not challenge the finding of the jury that Bill Cosby committed sexual assault. The survivors in this case, each of you came forward with great courage against a powerful man at great personal risk. We are standing with you then, and we're here standing next to you now. We are holding you up in this deeply painful moment. I don't really understand that, how that, but this is a case for one person. And maybe that's why it's so painful, because they just put too much into feelings and people, and you know, this isn't for everybody. Like, we gonna get him for all 60, 70, 100, who knows how many people are accused him. And I'm not saying that it's 100 people. I'm not saying that at all, because I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. I know he's been accused and people claim, so that's all I know. For some people, that's enough to say that he's a serial rapist. I don't know if he is. I don't know if he isn't. The only thing I know, he's been convicted of it once, and that has been determined to be wrongful. So, they will continue to fight, you know, with them, and hope the decision won't discourage people from coming forward, right? And I don't think it should. I mean, black folks been getting the short end of the stick forever, and they still come forward. Women in film also released something. Said the news is a setback in the fight for justice for sexual assault survivors. Right, basically everybody's basically saying the same thing. This is a setback when the system disregards dozens of accusers in a situation like this because of a technical loophole. I think they're missing the point. He shouldn't have been on trial. So everything that was said, it's null and void. But not because of the proof that led to sentencing. It creates the perception that it's not worth it for victims to come forward. Well, I think it's not worth it for victims to come forward when the DA is breaking the rules. You know, you got to handle the case. You want people to obey the law. You know, as supposed to be a supposed representative of the law, need to obey the law, do it the right way. They say they strongly support all sexual assault survivors hearing this news today. How is that really affecting all sexual assault survivors, just one case? Or are they talking about these particular women? Because that's a lot to put on Bill Cosby. And from what I've read about the United States, rape is like, it's common in the United States. So Bill Cosby cannot be responsible for all of that. Anyway, we call on everyone in a position of power in the screen industry to put an end to the culture of silence and acceptance that allow she said, Cosby to prey on so many women. Well, I'm going to say people to prey on women, which is what she should have said, because you can't put it all on Bill Cosby. But it sounds like these people are focused on Bill Cosby. He's only, I'm sure he's not the only person who's been accused of sexual assault somebody in Hollywood. As a matter of fact, I've read about some folks. So I get that part. You know, but I don't get the focus on Cosby part, because you don't want anybody to do it. So you're not worried about Bill Cosby. You should be worried, concerned about anyone that allowed anybody to prey on women, period, on one woman, not so many, on one. One is too many. To me, that's me expressing my First Amendment rights. It's not so many. One is enough. Just think about it. That was the one person that you care about, somebody you know. Would that one person be more than enough for you? Anyway, WIS helpline, right? 855-943-5463. WIS helpline, 855-943-5463 is available to anyone in the entertainment industry who has experienced abuse or harassment at work, okay? So, another person wrote, they were furious to hear this news. I personally know women who this man drugged and raped while unconscious. Man, that's crazy. I'm not saying Bill did that. I'm just saying, like, she's unconscious. Like, wow. But it was, you know, shame on the court and this decision. I don't know about that, but why are they shaming the court if it's a legal issue? I guess that's the point I'm making. If it's a legal issue, it's no shame on anybody. It's shame on the people who broke the law. So it's like if you think Cosby broke the law, shame on him for breaking the law. If you think the court broke the law, the second DA broke the law, right, then shame on him too. So Bill Cosby to be freed as court overturns his sex assault conviction, the New York Times wrote. So anyway, just a lot of, you know, people just not feeling good about Bill Cosby being freed. 60 women. That's 60 individuals or over 60, and they know people who know people who know people, you know, who care about them. So there's going to be a lot of people upset with Bill being released, whether or not he's been convicted in a court of law or not. I get that. Cosby's convictions and judgment of sentence are vacated, and he is discharged, the justices wrote in their opinion. The justices aren't breaking the law. What they're doing is saying, hey, ultimately based on the technicality, they said, the divided Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruling is certain to send a chill over the Me Too movement. More than 60 women have claimed, they say, right, that Bill Cosby drugged and assaulted them over the decades with a similar combo of pills and alcohol as used on Constance, the lady he was actually convicted for using alcohol and drugs with. Some of those women were among the people at the trials, right? And the sentencing, right? So they were there. You know, additionally, Judge Stephen O'Neill allowed current Montgomery County DA Kevin Steele in the second trial to have five other accusers, including ex-America's Next Top Model judge Janice Dickinson, take the stand and tell their stories of being assaulted by once-beloved Cosby. Okay, so Cosby was not supposed to be on trial for sexually assaulting more than 60 women, though it appears that he was. He was on trial for allegedly assaulting one woman. Cosby has not been convicted of sexually assaulting over 60 women. There's no legal issue there. For whatever reason, statute of limitation or what, you know, I don't know what all the reason that none of those 60 women was able to file charges or did or file charges. I don't know what the circumstances behind it, but he has no conviction for any of that. That is why they're called accusers or women who claim Cosby sexually assaulted them. Anybody who says you know, convicts Cosby of could be held liable. No matter how compelling the story, whether Cosby sexually assaulted over 60 women or not, it has not been decided in a court of law. Though he may or may not be guilty of sexually assaulting each and every one of the women, it appears many hope to use Cosby's statement in a constant civil case as a testimony of some and the testimony of some women who alleged Cosby had sexually assaulted them to convict Cosby for all the alleged sexual assaults he has been accused of. Guilty or not, looks like he did it or not, Cosby is required a fair trial by law. Now, if you have a problem with this in this country, you know, because I don't see anybody, they seem to be most upset with Cosby getting out of jail and not upset with the miscarriage of justice. I don't. What is wrong with that picture? It's a crime, violation, or miscarriage of the law to manipulate or disregard the law to achieve a conviction. Now, last time I looked, that was supposed to be illegal, not a legal situation. In reality, it was the lower courts and DA's miscarriage of justice that allowed Cosby to have his conviction overturned and be released from prison. That's the facts. Let's face the facts and get your emotions out of this thing. Because how you feel about it, doesn't weigh much in the courtroom. You can talk, accuse, whatever you want. I said, concerning this trial, which apparently should not have taken place. That's what they're saying. So if the trial should not have taken place, nothing during that trial is relevant. Number one, the Supreme Court is not even trying Bill Cosby on a sexual assault case. They're trying the case itself, the legality of the case, of the prosecution. So that's a difference. That's a big difference. So it is up to the DA and the lower courts to make sure that they do what is right when you are prosecuting somebody. Just think if that was your kid, your husband being prosecuted for something, right? And the court just did what they wanted to do. Would you be okay with that? Even if he was guilty of something, would you be okay that the court didn't obey the law to get the conviction? Is that okay? I think not. I don't know. I probably would look for Bill Cosby to come back with his own lawsuit. So Cosby had been fighting the conviction almost since the moment he was sentenced, they said, right? Came up short every time he tried to get an early release, right? So in 2020, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court agreed to hear his appeal, right? On a sexual assault charge. So the appeal hearing centered on prior testimony from five other women during the second trial, Fifth Amendment rights, and a 2005 press release from the prior DA of Pennsylvania's Montgomery County. Back in the early years of the century, the then DA's promise to Cosby to not press criminal charges on the assault of Constance ultimately led to a multi-million dollar settlement with the basketball coach in a civil action, right? So This thing already took place. This is already handled. Right? As far as being based on the technicality, that is not a small thing. When the courts or the representatives of the legal system misuse the legal system, abuse the legal system to get a conviction, that is hardly a small thing. As I hear people saying, well, he's based on the technicality. Based on the technicality, the man shouldn't have been in court. That's what they're saying. He should not have been sitting in front of a judge for the same case that was already resolved and where this lady got millions of dollars. Okay? The Supreme Court stated Cosby was convicted on a miscarriage of law. Basically, he was wrongfully convicted. That is not simply a technicality. It is a matter of law. They didn't say it's not. That doesn't mean that he was. They deciding if he did it or not. They saying, hey, you cannot bring this guy to court. You already brought him to court for this, and y'all settled it. You made agreement and you settled it, right? A technicality is a nice way of saying someone's rights were violated. There was a miscarriage of justice. When it comes to the law supersedes your feelings. Everybody, listen, I know a lot of angry people out there, you know, but, and you know, for people, whatever reason, you, those women didn't file any charges. Hindsight is 2020, I know it. And I know they must be saying, wishing they had handled it differently. You must prove that the defendant is guilty of a crime within the time the law allows you to do so in court. So he was only on trial for one person, and he shouldn't have been on trial again for the same person. So that's just a rule of law. I mean, you can't Felicia Rashad say that a miscarriage has been corrected. She was correct. There's nothing wrong with speaking the truth. She is a friend of Bill Cosby, who was, right, convicted, right, in a miscarriage of law. Supreme Court split, but supported it 4-2, right? And I don't, the dissenting opinions, you can read it for yourself. But everything points to there was an agreement made, I mean. And one of the DA is quoted as saying he didn't think he had to obey it or you know, honor the agreement. Like, well then why would anybody, you know, testify for any DA if you can just not honor, you know, when they switch DAs, you don't have to honor what the other one said, you know, when he already had an agreement. Because you represent the state. You don't represent yourself. You representing the state, the law. This is not a personal thing. It seems like this, it's very much a personal thing. It is also suspicious that the DA would state they did not feel bound by the previous DA's decision and decided to prosecute regardless of the legality binding agreement made, right? The legally binding agreement made frequently in courts, because this isn't saying no once in a while type thing. This thing happens. You testify, you're gonna get less time. This is what we're gonna do with you. You won't hold it. You testify, you walk. This is what we're gonna give you. You know, you make these agreements, you gotta stick to that stuff. The only reason the DA could not have been bound by the previous decision is a law, not his feelings. Why is a DA saying he didn't feel? And like, why was that suspicious to me? That's like, well, I guess he could just say anything he wanted to say. He's not bound by law or the penalty of law because he broke the law. I'm sure the DA knows it. So why would he break, ignore, and disregard the law to convict Cosby? What is up with that? He's a DA, man. You're representing the law. Don't misrepresent the law. We got enough problems under the law in this country. And this guy This is a serious case here. A lot of people are hollering about Bill Cosby getting out of jail. You need to be hollering about either this guy's incompetent or his inability or unwillingness to obey the law. That's what you need to be hollering about, because this DA set this up. Cosby wouldn't be out unless this guy, you know, if this guy had obeyed the law, right? We wouldn't be having this conversation. Cosby wouldn't have went to jail at all because it was already settled. So he shouldn't have been in jail. That means anybody testified during a trial that should not have occurred. Y'all want that stuff to stick, but you shouldn't have been there. You shouldn't have been in that situation. Cosby should not have been on trial again for the same thing. I don't see the problem with people understanding that. You know, so what we're talking about is the legality of the second trial, which convicted Bill Cosby was convicted. And, you know, come on now. The AbleLawFirm.com, I just looked this up, you know, about the Fifth Amendment, because, you know, that's usually for, you think of it in terms of criminal cases. But I guess the civil case is an offshoot of a criminal case. But anyway, I just checked it out. Said the actual wording on the Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution says a person shall not be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself. The right has been found applicable to civil actions as well, right? Natural persons in danger of facing criminal charges do not have to testify, answer interrogations, or produce documents about matters potentially incriminating them. And that makes a lot of sense. So based on the U.S. Constitution, it appears Cosby had every right to evoke the Fifth Amendment during his civil trial. That makes me question the competency of his attorney also. Because what's going on here? Is the man protected under the Fifth Amendment or not? I also find it odd that the Supreme Court is divided on the law on this obvious issue. How could they be divided on the actual law? And, you know, the dissenting opinion talked about the newspaper that the DA then made a public statement that he wasn't going to prosecute Bill Cosby. That just supports the fact of what actually went on, because apparently there was an agreement not to prosecute. Even the other DA say he didn't think he had to honor it. So anyway, in the majority opinion, Judge David Witch wrote, when an unconstitutional charging decision is made publicly with the intent No, I'm sorry. When an unconditional charging decision is made publicly with the intent to induce action and reliance, which means trust, by the defendant, because I'm going to trust that you're going to do what you said you're going to do, right? And when the defendant does so to his detriment, right? When I do what you asked me to do, right, under the agreement that I'm not going to be prosecuted, and then I get prosecuted, and in some instances upon the advice of counsel, which he had counsel, they say he testified in four depositions, when he could have just pleaded the fifth. Well, really he should have. Well, really he should have not been in court for this particular crime, because it had already been settled. Denying the defendant the benefit of that decision is an affront to fundamental fairness, particularly when it results in a criminal prosecution that was foregone for more than a decade. This thing was already handled, he said. No mere changing of the guard, no new DA, right? strips the circumstance of its inequity. How did the Supreme Court, how are they split on that? The justice found fault with the fact that in 2005, Montgomery County DA Bruce Castor, after investigating Constance's claim, decided to prosecute and announce the decision in a press release, thereby allowing Cosby to be forced to testify in a subsequent civil action under penalty of perjury without the benefit of his Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination, right? Of saying something that could be used against them. We have a caller. Caller, welcome to Provocative Thought. 1940. Or you didn't want to talk. Hello?
I'm sorry. Hello?
Yes, welcome to Provocative Thought.
Hi, thank you. I just want to say that what transpired with Bill Cosby is only being highlighted because he's a celebrity. This type of miscarriage of justice happens to everyday folk all of the time.
Right.
And most times it's because, you know, many of us don't know our rights. Now, I'm not all well-versed in the law, but I know a little bit of things. And it goes just not in the adult courts, but right down to the juvenile justice system itself. My nephew a few years ago got into some trouble, and just watching the dynamics in that courtroom made me want to advocate for him in a way that I knew he wasn't going to get a fair shot. I mean,
right.
They let witnesses talk to each other in the hallway when that's not allowed.
Right.
And if I wouldn't have walked in the hallway and witnessed it for myself, I would have never known. They sit there comparing stories.
Mm.
And when they asked one of the witnesses, but do you see the person that assaulted you, he kept saying no. The DA went as far as picking her finger and pointing on my nephew's face and saying, are you sure? And he's like, no. And then the judge then turns around and say, I heard what you said, but what I think you meant to say was.
Leading the witness.
Yes. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? And we know these types of miscarriages of justice, we know they happen. But to witness it first myself, I said, no, he ain't going down like this.
Right.
So long story short, by the time I got done with that judge, all his charges was dropped. So we have to be, when we begin to even see something that doesn't sit right, like I said, I'm not well-versed in the law, but I know daggone well witnesses are not supposed to be in the same area when they had to testify. So, you know, just knowing that little bit made me be proactive and go out into the hallway and witness what I witnessed. So, you know, we have to be advocates, not just for ourselves, but for our children and our communities. We have to begin to understand the law and learn the law so we can start identifying this stuff. Because, like I said, it only been highlighted because he's a celebrity. But we have everyday folk that deal with that type of miscarriage of justice every single day. We have a ton of people in prison because of stuff like this every single day. And we have to do a better job as a community with being gaining the knowledge and the wisdom so we can be advocates for ourselves and our community.
Okay, I like that. I heard that. That's correct. This is a high profile case, as you said.
Yes, that was a juvenile case, and you know, there's many ways we can begin to learn the law. We can read it for ourselves. We can, you know, there are plenty of lawyers in our community that we don't even know about, but we gotta start investigating, reading the law. We get a group together, not to make this a race thing. But let me tell you what white folks do. When they come in our neighborhoods, the first thing they do is they form a committee, a coalition, a nonprofit, or something similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
After they form this little committee, nonprofit, whatever entity is going to be, they then begin to say, what is it that we want to do? when they create that little plan, the next thing they do is they start going to city council meetings, start voicing their opinions. They go to the city development committee meetings. They go to these types of meetings and voice their opinions. So what you think happens when city council then budgets start to got to pass their budget? You know, remember the voices that was in those meetings every single week talking about we want this, that, and the third, this how much money we need, this what we're going to do with the money. We
right.
had to start doing the same type of things, and not just with beautifying our communities, not just for employment, but learning the law and applying it. We have to start creating these types of things in our own communities so we are well-equipped to handle what goes on in our communities, so we can be the voices and the advocates sitting in the courtrooms with people, so we can be the advocates sitting in child support court or family court or criminal court. So we have to start building these things and creating these things and holding ourselves accountable and be responsible.
Right. Okay. That sounds good to me. And that way you can hold so-called people in authority accountable for, as in the case with your nephew, is that?
Yes, it was my nephew.
Yeah. So, right. So that gives you some power. Knowledge is power. That's what you just said, right?
Absolutely. When that, you know, in my nephew's case, that judge, every time we came, we had to come back, she was giving him something else to do. Oh, well, he has to be in school, or I'm a violator. But how he's going to be in school if you got him on house arrest? Don't worry
right.
about it, lady. He's already in school. He goes to school online.
Right.
Well, I say he needs to see he needs to be evaluated. Oh, really? Now, what that would have done? Make him miss a day at school so she can violate him. No, ma'am, don't worry about it. I already got that situated with the school. In fact, he had his session last week. Like, I was already on top of things. So I didn't see how it was going to go. So
right.
every time we'd come in here, she'd do something else at us. And when I every time I would leave, it would be lawyers on one side, and it's the DA and all their witnesses on the other side. And when I would leave out of there, lawyers would come to me and say, I have never seen anybody, a parent, advocate like that. You have to. But I was
right.
able to do this. I'm familiar with the system. I worked in social services. I've been working
right.
in social services for 25-plus years. But the average person don't know what I know.
Right.
And this is what we have to start spreading information. I put all types of information on my Facebook page all the time, whether it's relevant to me or not. So I want people to be informed, and I want them to be well-informed.
Okay. You want to share the audience your Facebook page so they can, you know, anybody want to get to it?
My name is Altanya Shepherd, and that's my, you can just look up Altanya Shepherd on Facebook. I'll spell it. It's
Hello?
A as in Apple, L as in Larry, T as in Tom, O, N as in Nancy, Y as in Yo-Yo, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, E, P as in Paul, P as in Paul, A, R as in Rabbit, D as in David. Altanya Shepherd.
Okay. All right. Listening audience, I think that's a resource. Yeah, did you want to contribute anything else, Ms. Shepherd?
Just look out for our coaching and mentoring programs we're going to be bringing out to our community and our integrated care platform. Our coaching and mentoring, I think, is very important because we don't have a lot of access to resources. And, you know, I wanted to, when I started this venture, the first thing I did was call the state to get a social service license, but then I found out one doesn't exist. And then I had to start doing research as to why that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found out is that when people initially start having problems, they can't have access to social workers and case managers unless they're in the system. So
right.
if parents are having problems with their children, they have to wait till their child get locked up before they can have access to a social worker or case manager. Makes absolutely no sense. But I understand because how the system is set up, and how reimbursement is set up, you have to wait to get entered into the system. Well, I want to make that barrier disappear by having
okay.
those types of resources available to people so when they have an onset of a problem, they have somebody they can talk to, they have somebody that can link them to whatever they need to.
There's a service called Family Empowerment Services. You ever hear that?
I have not.
Okay, what's it? It's called Fez. They call it Fez for short. So if you contact Youth Service Incorporated, they can all explain that to you.
Okay.
All right.
I will do that.
Youth Service Inc. The main office is down 410 North 31st, 34th Street.
34th Street.
Okay. Yeah, 410 North. Wow. Right. That's the main office. Family Empowerment is in is up in Germantown though.
Okay.
But you can call that office too, Crittenden.
Repeat that one more time. You went out.
Crittenden. You can call that office at 215-848-6200.
848-6200. Trying to get in my other phone. Yes, sir. 848-6200.
That's right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And thank
you're
you
welcome.
For allowing me to speak.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. All right. We have another caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to Provocative Thought.
Peace to the God.
Peace.
I'm just listening. I'm interested. I heard that the topic was going to be, Bill Cosby being released.
Right.
Yeah, my feeling on that is he should have never been in jail.
Well, you agree with the Supreme Court?
Well, yes, I do. I just feel very strongly that he should have never been, in jail. All of the women that accused him, apparently back in like the 60s or the 70s, they was paid, and it was the thing back then, like Joe Brown said, that's what they were into. So,
right.
Yeah, but Gloria Aldridge, she's the culprit behind all of this. I think that she paid them women to flip on Bill Cosby.
Mm. Why would she do that?
Yeah. Well, she's money hungry, number one. I mean, she always making mountains out of molehills when it comes to women's issues.
Right. So do you find it odd that they kind of laying the whole victims of sexual assault on Bill Cosby? Like, really? Like, it's like how did he get the weight of all of that?
Because he's our color. He's a person of color. That's why I can name at least five white men that has been accused of the same thing, but it never made the papers. You have to dig to find stuff on white people.
Right.
Yeah, and then they soften it. So, yeah, I have no well, I'm not going to say I have no, but I strongly believe that a lot of the stars that are out now, the movie stars, the actresses, all of them, that couch, that director's couch, that leans right into what Bill Cosby is being accused of or was,
Right.
So, but them guys faced anything. Harvey, and that was only because of the Me Too movement and that, they had to get a token white.
Well, I don't know if you remember, but there were some women in the audience when Trump was running for president during one of the TV debates. There were some women in the audience that were supposed to accuse him of sexual assault.
Okay.
And that's it. Right?
I'm saying that seems to be what some women are into. That's a game of sorts, in some communities or some races, that's, come on, I don't see no difference in that, and I'm being real. I'm not seeing no difference in that than these young girls out here and the way they dress all provocatively outside by themselves, and the moment a man you know, say something to them, they're, you know, they're either cussing them out or they want to call the cops or,
right.
Come on, you invite that behavior. In Bill Cosby's case, there were women who went to places that he frequented, you know,
right.
To get that action, you know, that attention and the money
right.
and sometimes the drugs. You know, that's still happening today. Look at the rappers, groupies. They called them groupies back then, too. But,
right.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's a vicious circle, and, you know, if you're playing in that in the devil's playground, you know, then that's expected, I would think.
All right. So he's basically saying don't create your own jeopardy.
Well, I'm a female, and I'm single right now, so there are certain clothes that I absolutely will not go out in public by myself because I know
right.
that if I dress a certain way, you know, and I'm bottom heavy, I'm
right.
a black female. I have titties
right.
and I have ass, you know, so why would I go out half naked?
Right.
Not unless I wanted the cat paws.
Right.
You know, yes, your body and you have the right, you know, to freedom, but
right.
you have to have some common sense also. You know, these young people, they don't have no morals. Like, I don't know what happened, but I know what happened between the 80s and the 90s, or so it would seem.
Right.
Because you have a bunch of grown-ups, or so-called grown-ups, who are not, they're not doing their job as parents. And you can see that. Like, what's the death toll in Philadelphia right now?
Wow, I don't know.
It's 300.
Yeah.
It's over 300 right now, and we're not even halfway through the month. I mean, halfway through the year.
Wow, is it 300 already?
It's 300 and, like, maybe two or three.
Mm.
Nah, it's more than that because it was five shootings last night. So, yeah, it's getting crazy. I think it's in the food. Or the water. I drink spring water, so, but yeah, these people, these young people, they seem to just have chips on their shoulder.
Right.
So, and the young lady that was talking about service programs, you know, programs,
right.
the 501c3s, she was spot on with that. White people do come right in our area, and that's the first thing they do, and then they mimic the programs that are already there, you know, that the black CBOs have.
Right.
They mimic those same ones. And then when they apply for the CBD funds, they usually get them because of their color.
Mm.
So the other organizations of color that's in the community, they get less
right.
if they are even approved for that year.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. And you know what? I got to be fair. Because a black organization will move in another in a black neighborhood, and there's already organizations there, and they'll open up a 501c3, and then they'll have the same program, you know, same thing. So I don't know.
Mm. Okay, sounds
yeah,
like
the, I have
to
take this. This is my son. Hold on a moment.
Okay. Okay, so basically, Cosby was forced to testify in a civil action under the penalty of perjury without the benefit of his Fifth Amendment, exercising his Fifth Amendment right, right? That's to say, I refuse to testify under the grounds that it may incriminate me. Mind you, he never said that he admitted to sexually assaulting anyone. So it's basically they use what he said against him and to convict him. So that's basically what happened to Mr. Cosby. I got a friend who's convicted Cosby already, and in the court, in his court. So he's a serial rapist. And I wasn't there, I don't know. There's a lot I don't know, so I'm not going to profess to know what happened. So he was unable to invoke any right not to testify in the civil proceedings. He relied upon the district attorney's declination, declining to file charges against him, right? He said, well, I can say something. I'm not going to admit. He didn't admit to sexual assault on anybody, right? During those depositions, Cosby made incriminating statements, they said. So basically it means he said something that they could be used against him. Proof is they did use it against him and did eventually get a conviction based on statements that he had said during those depositions in a civil case. Let me get the caller. Come on. Hello, caller?
Yeah, it's me. I'm back.
Okay. Were you finished, or are you just listening?
Well, I'm listening, and if I would be allowed to chime in, if a subject comes up that I'm, versed in,
Okay, I'm just going to leave your mic hot, okay? As long as there's no noise in the background, you're good, all right?
Okay. All righty. Thanks.
Okay. So, the justices cited the press release as indicative that Castor intended his decision not to persecute Cosby a permanent one. Like, yo, this is a lot of BS right here. Like, I mean, like, come on. Like, he already made a decision not to. That's why the man is even speaking. Because other than that, he has a Fifth Amendment. He can just say, I refuse to speak under I plead the Fifth. I plead the Fifth. Each deposition, I plead the Fifth. He could have pleaded. So he did, So everything looks like, yeah, there was a deal there. And plus, Constant got paid. So that's what led to Bill Cosby's incriminating deposition in the civil case. The most obvious evidence of Cosby's reliance or trust was his counsel decision to testify in four depositions in Constant's civil case without ever evoking his Fifth Amendment rights, right? Four of the state Supreme Court justices joined in the majority opinion. Two others of the justices filed a concurring and dissenting opinion. Say, hey, I don't agree with that, right? He said, I respectfully disagree with the majority's determination that the press release issued by former District Attorney Bruce Castor contained an unconditional promise. It just went on the press release. Now, that's just more proof that it was an unconditional promise. They got the man making a statement, and these guys are saying they refuse to, they disagree with it on the determination that the press release issued by the former District Attorney contained an unconditional promise. Well, you say you ain't going to prosecute somebody. That's an unconditional promise. He wrote that it was a conventional public announcement of a present exercise of prosecutorial discretion by the temporary occupant of the elected office of district attorney that would in no way be binding upon his own future decision-making process, let alone those of his successor. That's jargon for BS. All right, so I'm not going to get into that. So he's in his feelings too. So this is absolutely a legal issue, obviously, because the decisions were rendered in a court of law. The public statement supports the fact that the DA was not going to press charges against Bill Cosby. Or are DAs just allowed to lie like that? Are we to believe that Cosby would forsake his Fifth Amendment right over offer testimony that may incriminate himself or be used against him if he didn't think he would not be prosecuted? Are we going to, as a young lady said, come on now. I'm sure Bill Cosby knows the law. I'm sure whatever kind of lawyer he had knows the law at that much. Hell, you could learn that from watching any cop show when they enter a courtroom about pleading the Fifth. You can learn that just watching some Hollywood stuff. On top of that, pay millions of dollars to the alleged victim, only to be charged again, convicted, and sentenced for sexual assault of the same woman he paid millions to? What's wrong with this picture? If the court made a decision based upon the agreement not to prosecute, guilty or not, the integrity of the judicial system is at stake here. That's the big picture. That's the big thing that's at stake here. That's why it's at the Supreme Court level, because the integrity of the judicial system is at stake. If the agreement not to prosecute, right, Cosby sworn inculpatory testimony, right? Right? He's sworn because he's not going to be used against them. He's not going to be they're not going to prosecute him, right? If that is standing, it has to be upheld and honored by all courts and district attorneys. Can't just do what you want to do. The court or DA is guilty of a miscarriage of justice if the testimony is used to eventually get a conviction by encouraging someone, in this case Bill Cosby, to testify and make statements that may incriminate him while stating they would not prosecute him if he did testify. The agreement not to prosecute, if being told he could not evoke his Fifth Amendment right, appeared to encourage Cosby not to invoke his Fifth Amendment right. I would have invoked it anyway. Somebody told me I can't, I would invoke my Fifth Amendment right anyway. You have to prove that to me, you know. And I just learned about it in a civil case through reading. But I would have invoked it anyway. You have to show me in law where I can't do it. Anyway. It appeared to encourage Cosby not to invoke his Fifth Amendment right, right? The agreement not to prosecute, right? Which would have protected him from making any statement that may incriminate him and thus be used against him at a later date to prosecute him. Come on now. All the evidence is there that supports a deal was made. The fact that the DA and the courts did not honor Cosby's sworn inculpatory testimony places the DA and the courts in violation of Bill Cosby's constitutional rights based on the courts and DA's previous decision, the previous DA, district attorney's decision not to prosecute. The DA who succeeded, the DA who made the agreement felt he didn't have to honor the agreement, and apparently so did the court. How did he feel that? Ain't he a DA? Shouldn't he know? He should not be saying he felt something in court. We're in a court of law. How many people can go up in a court of law and you're gonna feel somebody something? You're gonna make a decision based on how you feel. Are you kidding? Ain't that what the people in court, that's why they in court. They made a decision based on how they felt, and now they got this court action going on. Yeah, I shot somebody, you know, I robbed somebody. I felt I needed some money. I felt I could get it from him, so I robbed them, whatever. That's why they in court acting on their feelings. What is up? Why the DA saying that? That is a familiar train of thought, though. Making a so-called legal contract and breaking a so-called legal contract to pursue or achieve a specific favorable outcome. We hear that theme constantly. Did you want to say something?
Yes, Scott. I just wanted to say that I find it real ironic that DA, he ran on that, saying that he was going to convict Bill Cosby, and that's how he won. That was one of the things. That was one of his campaign promises. Yeah.
Right. That's right. Because he campaigned on people's emotions, not law.
Exactly.
He didn't care about
right.
the law. That's what I'm saying. Because that's why the Supreme Court had said, hey, wait a minute. This is a matter of us, how we function. This has nothing to do with if Bill Cosby or sexually assaulted somebody. This has everything to do with our system that's been under
exactly.
fire for a long time. I don't understand why people don't see this as a as Rashad said, a, a, a miscarriage of justice has been corrected. Nothing wrong with that. Why are the Howard University students protesting and want to petition her to be removed from her position as dean of students when all she said was right, was correct? She said the same thing the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said. Hey, that's right. Not right.
Cancel culture. That's what it's called. Cancel culture. But I know all of us, we need to make sure she stays in that seat.
Well, you know, I don't know how many students at Howard University, that's supposed to be a prestigious black college, right? So is that mm-hmm. the mindset of the Howard University student? Because that's scary.
The question is why. Yeah, the question is why. And, you know, you can't really believe mainstream media. It might very well be that some students at Howard are for her. You know, they are probably backing
right.
her. We'll never know, not unless somebody go up there with a camera and interview students.
That's right. That's a good point.
Then that's how we'll know, because right now you can't really find out any true information, not unless you go outside of the United States.
Right.
And then you hear stuff, and then, you know, you just got to, like, basically put stuff together.
Right.
Because nobody's telling the truth right now about anything. I'm
Seems
still
that
trying
way.
To figure out. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out why I am a threat. And I'm speaking right now for everybody who did not get the vaccine for whatever reason.
Right.
Why am I being attacked now when all I do is mind my business? I don't go outside because I understand that when you wear that mask for long periods of time, it's not good for you.
Right.
Because you're damaging your organs. You're inhaling and exhaling what the creator meant for us to breathe. When we exhale, we're bringing, you know, carbon dioxide out of our body. If you have a mask on, you're rebreathing it in. That's damaging
right.
your organ. You know, so I don't do it. I wear the mask when I have to go into a store that requires a mask.
That's right.
You know, but they lifted that now, so. But then you still have, I can't get on a SEPTA bus without a mask. I can't go in a hospital without a mask. You know, my clinic appointments, I need a mask. And that's pretty ironic to me, because you would think that those educated people would know what the damage of a mask is. Now, what boils my blood is the fact that children, it kills me when I see a child with a fucking mask on. Excuse my French.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's so crazy to me, to have children with masks on. And now they're talking about vaccinating our children. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's not mandatory, but everything on TV suggests, you know, to an uneducated person, and let's be real, we have a lot of uneducated people, and some of them have degrees.
That be true.
And nobody's saying nothing about all of this. Everybody is just falling in line.
Well,
I don't fall
you
in
know,
line.
Like, they have censorship also, so you're going to, like you said, you don't know what everybody is saying, because you don't have privy to, you don't have
exactly.
ears and boots on the ground to everybody,
yeah.
So we don't know. But I understand what you're saying, though. We have another caller. This is, let me let this caller in. We only have, like, 18 minutes left. Hang in there.
Okay.
Hello, caller. 3544. Welcome to Provocative Smart. Hello?
Hey, good evening. Hi, Carlson. It's been a
hey,
long
Pat,
time.
Hey, Pat, how you doing?
I'm doing
yes, you
well.
Have.
I'm doing well. I thought the topic was about Bill Cosby, but I'm hearing it's about the vaccine and masks. What are we talking about here?
Well, you know, she wanted to express that. That's okay. But we're talking about Bill Cosby, though. We're talking about Felicia Rashad being basically, you know, a lot of people are upset with what she said about the miscarriage of justice being, corrected and, you know, What do you think about it?
Well, listen, there's one law for one type of people, as you saw at the insurrection in January, and then there's the law for us.
Uh-oh.
So as it relates to what Felicia Rashad said, I believe in freedom of speech. Now, I don't really have anything to do with all the gossip and all of that kind of stuff. And I know that, you know, the previous president of the United States was corrupt as, I don't want to use any profanity on your show, and he pardoned many criminals. So, and I'm not saying that that means that Bill Cosby should be pardoned, but what is the law? What is the law? I mean, I think we as a people really have to really look at what is the law for us as a people. I mean, we really have to get deeper than
right.
just saying, okay, this law applies to us, but then it doesn't apply to them.
Mm.
Because right now we're paying for a gang to brutalize our communities as we continue to brutalize ourselves. And as a matter of fact, unfortunately, but we're literally, we have people on the payroll that's brutalizing our community and we can't get services from.
Mm.
So we have, we're in a quagmire.
Mm.
So
okay,
just to talk about Bill Cosby, we have bigger issues, bigger fish to fry.
Right. So do you think it's like kind of blowed up this whole Bill Cosby thing? Like, because I was saying previously,
absolutely.
Like, it seems like they put the weight of all women who are individuals who have been sexually assaulted on this Bill Cosby like thing. Oh, wait a minute. It was only one person that he was going to court for. How did all these other folks get involved into this matter?
And we're still waiting for the issue, former President Trump to be deposed for the women that he was involved with. I mean, and that Jeffrey Epstein that was murdered or killed in jail. I mean, you know, there was a whole lot of dirt that's going to come out with that Giselle woman. I mean, those are bigger fish if we're going to look at sexual assault. I mean, and you know, and Harvey Weinstein and, you know, these bigger fish if we're going to look at sexual assault. That where people, you know, literally were like slaves, you know, sex slaves to these people.
Right.
Other than people coming over but I'm not condoning any of it. But
right.
it, within our community, we as a people really need to really look at the reformation of the criminal. Code of the law, period. Because there's one law for one group of people and there's another for us. Because the way our capital was desecrated, had the people of color going and desecrated that capital, there would have been blood splatter.
Right.
So, you know, since people don't want to talk about it, I want to keep that as a major focus, as well as criminal justice reformation, because,
right.
you know, there are people that are sitting in prison right now because they're waiting because they got a hit for parole, and that means they're sitting there for years because they had a public defender.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm talking about.
A public pretender, you call them.
Thank you. And because they were on parole and they made maybe they had a hot urine or something. So
mm-hmm.
therefore they're sitting upstate and this is out of control.
Right.
And these people, and this is money. You know, what is it? 10,000-12,000 per year per person in upstate.
Right.
I mean, this is a business here. So I think instead of blowing up Bill Cosby, we should keep our eye on the ball about law, because we see that there is no law and order. The entire FBI has been was dismantled. People didn't pay attention. The DOJ was dismantled. The CIA. I mean, come on. Who can we trust as a people? I'm not concerned about Bill Cosby.
Well, we need to trust each other, if he's to answer that question. We need to develop a trust amongst each, because it's our job to help us first.
Thank you. But we have some people that are going to be collateral damage, because and I'm just going to put it out there, and some people aren't going to like what I'm going to say, but it's a mixture of there's some kids out there that need some parental control, and there's some parents that need to just be hauled in. I'm sorry, because kids with guns, that's a bad formula, and don't tell me you can't control your child. And if you can't, then somebody else should be doing it.
All right.
And we need to get that under check, in check immediately. Now, I send that out in the airwaves right now to every parent, every authority, and everybody that thinks that we need to pity-pat around this issue.
Right. Okay, so somebody just blowing off this Bill Cosby thing, right? And we got bigger fish to fry than people blowing up Bill Cosby, right?
Don't we?
Right. Even though anytime there's a miscarriage of justice, that's a big deal. Any miscarriage of justice, but as the young lady said, that's happening on a daily of in courtrooms all over the United States.
Please.
If you don't know,
about our babies are getting killed. Not only that, they're trying to take out race identity out of our educational textbooks. I mean, people are just going along with a lot of people are pushing back, but people need to really pay attention right now. There's a lot of things, voter restriction. There's a lot of things going on. I mean, listen, with abortion restrictions, and I know people that think, oh, I'm not having babies. No, it may affect your cousin. It may affect, and it's not just about that. There's families that are planning. I mean,
right.
And down in Texas, by 6 weeks, it's a felony after 6 weeks. Many women don't know by the 6th week.
Right.
And they may be married. I mean, and that's their business.
Okay.
And they're making it a felony.
Okay. You know what? You probably need to talk to about some of these other topics, because I would love to do shows on them. I got another call I want to get in, because I only got like 6 more minutes.
Oh, I'm glad I was able to, catch you at this time. I haven't talked to you in a minute.
Right. But
so, yeah.
We want to get together. All right?
All right now.
Okay. Don't forget.
Okay.
I'm going to make that call. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Welcome to Provocative Thoughts, 7261.
Yes, I want to agree with the young lady who's speaking about us doing our own thing. A lot of us aren't doing what we should be doing, and with the children and the educational factors. The other young lady who mentioned an economical flaw that none of us are privy to.
Right.
They don't know how the the economical thing got in other people, quote unquote, hands. And like she said, to control the narrative, especially in these melanated neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And the food is the factor. And I think that's a big part of what we're lacking as far as the way we think. Because if you look in these neighborhoods, you got these poppy stores and these Korean stores and all of this stuff going on. And when I came up from back in the day, there was hundreds of melanated stores, thousands of them actually. But yes,
collective economics was seemed like it was about to happen, but dope happened.
Yeah, you're right. Dope and
That's what I saw. I saw dope, and I saw people start robbing everybody around there. They didn't have a respected person. Like, if it was one store in my neighborhood, nobody would rob, for sure. You know what I'm saying? But everybody else was a fair game. Hate to say it. You know what I'm saying? So what do you think about this? Because we don't have a lot of time. What do you think about this Cosby stuff? Do you think that there was a miscarriage of justice, and that is what this thing is all about, not about whether Bill Cosby is a sexual predator or not. There was a miscarriage of justice. He should never have been in court.
Absolutely, right? And the fact that he was on Richard Nixon's number one list that he made it back in 1968. Yes, back in 1968, Bill Cosby and his wife, they were constantly harassed by the CIA. Yeah, so
but they donated a lot of money to HBCUs.
Right, and they've been trying to get Bill for years, and when they can manipulate the court system, as I've been in a few of them myself. Not for sexual harassment or anything like that, but...
Oh, no, I wasn't thinking that at all. Not my thoughts at all. Okay, so we're running out. We're about to run out of time. We'll give you about another minute or so, man.
Yes, I think he was railroaded. He was railroaded by justice because what they're doing is not even law. They're not following no kind of protocol.
Not following the law. These guys can break the law whenever they want. Huh? That's what I got from it, you know, until he got to the Supreme Court. But like me and you, how would we have made that move? Bill Cosby got a little bit of dope. How would me and you make that move? You understand what I'm saying?
Right. We would have been buried that minute. But, they're not following law at all. They're using ordinances, which is not law, and statutes. Those are things that are made up.
Right.
And the fact that I didn't understand why didn't they ever ask these people, do they have firsthand knowledge of what was going on? It was a real pity, but I'm glad he got out. I'm so glad, and I'm sorry he's going in there.
Right.
He did a whole lot for folks, and a lot of people aren't looking at that. But not just that. To say that he had sex with all these women, I'm like, man, excuse the pun, they had a hell of a lot of Viagra going on. But I don't think he did none of the nonsense that they accused him of.
Okay, we got 90 seconds, so we got to cut. I'm going to have to cut you short. And look, brother, give me a call, all right?
I got you.
All right. And I want to thank everybody for calling in, anybody for listening in, anybody that's downloading the show. I want to thank We Talk Productions, Blog Talk Radio, and the creator. Until next week, y'all, each one reach one, each one teach one. Knowledge is power. That's the theme for the night. Bill Cosby should not ever have been in court based on the law.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.